I'm here today with Ewan Exon and Rory Floyd from Dharma Foundation.
Hello.
Hello.
So, as there's only two of you, who plays what in the band?
You go first.
Okay, I play bass guitar mostly, but I do sort of noisy, droney stuff in the background as well.
Yeah, and I do guitar and vocals, again with random bits of affected noise and stuff over the top as well.
Yeah. So how did you get together?
Well, we met whilst we were studying.
Mm-hmm.
Quite fortunate, we got put in the same class. It was inevitable, I think. We were drawn to similar styles of music, and we ended up doing a couple of projects together. Decided to sort of go and do it on our own.
Yeah, we did various sort of incarnations of bands whilst we were at the college, but yeah, I guess it was always us two and then other people, and then after a while we got bored of other people and then just carried on as just us two. So yeah, I guess that's how it all started.
So how would you describe your music?
Well,
a mixture of styles, but there's a lot of kind of ambient qualities, I guess, yeah. Quite sort of chilled out. But I mean, we just sort of draw upon a lot of influences, reggae, but electronic music.
Rock, hip-hop, jazz, various bits and bobs. We try and push ourselves as much as possible. We like to do a lot of improvisation as well when we're practicing.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps us thinking, keeps us trying to get better at what we do as well. It's very easy to become stagnant, I think, and we desperately want to avoid doing that.
Yeah.
So obviously, as there is just two of you, it must be a big difference between what you do live and what you do in the studio.
Sure, yeah, unavoidably. It's still a very new project as well, so we're still sort of figuring out exactly what we're capable of in both situations. We started off with the live thing, and that's very much sort of, I will lay down the foundations of the song with my loop station, and then we sort of build on that, bringing bits in, taking bits out.
Can you just explain what a loop station is?
Sure. I use a little two-pedal Boss loop station, and it allows me to record a section of music, say a chord sequence or a rhythm, something like that, and just have that go round and round. And then I can put more layers on top of it, add bits, take stuff away.
It's like creating your own backing track, but yeah, Doing it live, so nothing's pre-recorded. You can literally create it as you go and add as many layers on as you like. And it's really useful because it means that you're free to then go on and do other things. You know, it's like you've got four guitarists or five guitarists, yeah, and you know, you can go on and solo over the top of it. And yeah, it's a pretty cool bit of kit.
Fantastic. So what different approach do you take in the studio?
Well, immediately you are opened up to being able to put more things in. You can take as much time as you like over it. So with the tracks that we've just recorded, we've put some djembe, some beatboxing, bits of percussion. And we were lucky as well with the producer who was on the album. It's a guy called Jid Ives, who's pretty phenomenal at what he does. He put in his own flavour as well, putting his little sounds in. He's quite a techno head, really, but we tried to steer him away from too much techno and try and keep it to sounds that we can eventually replicate if we choose to do it live, or when we choose to do it live.
Yeah, it's quite nice working in the studio environment where you've got a producer's input as well.
Mm.
So you've got your own kind of ideas, and you know, go in for an afternoon and record what you sound like at that particular moment, and then they can take those tracks away, manipulate it, add different things in, and then, you know, sometimes you get it back and it sounds completely different and it's brilliant. Or, you know, it might not work and you can change it however you like. That's one of the beauties of studio recording, I guess.
I mean, one thing we did do is we recorded the whole thing almost as a guide track for when we later went on and redid all the parts separately, but we recorded everything as a live thing. So it's then possible for us to put out a CD of what we sound like live, just the two of us doing what we can with the kit that we have at our feet and just with the microphones and the instruments. But then with the versions that we're going to put on the internet, they've all been re-recorded. Every section's been done separately. So all the chord sequences, rather than doing them on the loop station, they're recorded and then looped by the producer at a later date, which gives him a lot more freedom to be able to manipulate them in a way that we couldn't do live.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So is it expensive, all this going to the studio?
Well, not really for us, because we were lucky enough to get some studio time whilst we were at college. Also, Jid, the guy who we've been recording with, he has a lot of his own recording equipment as well. So yeah, we didn't actually pay a penny, which is rather fortunate.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
great value for money.
That's always best. Well, let's hear one of your tracks now, shall we? We're going to hear the track Fire in My Belly. Can you tell us something about it?
Yeah, it's the first track on our CD. It's sort of reggae influence, sort of about a girl, I guess.
They usually are.
Yeah, can't be a songwriter if you don't talk about love, I guess. Yeah, that's about it. I'll let you guys be the judge of it.
Okay, well, here it is, Fire in My Belly by Dharma Foundation.
Suffering as my heart pounds, 'cause my baby walked away every time that my focus strayed. Well, she seen straight through me, oh, that's what I believed. But it turns out that she's just as confused and lost as me. But I'll push myself until my dying day, 'cause I've too much to say, even though my voice is choked away. The fire in my belly will set my soul free. I'm going back to my family where I can be free, 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 free. Committed crimes that seem unforgivable, but nothing's irretrievable. And do good people ever get what they want in life, like spiritual accomplishment and the strength to fight? Well, somebody must do, somebody has, so somebody tell me please now, what's the plan when the fire in my belly has set my soul free? I'm going back to my family where I can be free. The fire in my belly will set my soul free. Thank you.
That was Fire in My Belly. So, having recorded all your music, how are you actually promoting it and getting it out there?
Well, for the moment, we're going to do the usual SoundCloud and MySpace, all of that tinterweb promotion. But our main thing is also going to be doing open mic nights, just getting the word out that way. Yeah, there's quite a lot of very well-established open mic nights around Bristol, so we might as well make the most of them.
Yeah, I think it's quite a good way, and quite an old-school way of doing things. It's quite easy to ignore flyers and posters, and I think people perhaps put too much emphasis on that sort of thing, but at the end of the day, there's nothing like good old word of mouth, which really, you know, inspires people and gets people to come along to gigs. You know, if people really recommend you highly to their friends and peers, then the chances are it's going to be way more effective than, you know, any poster or pop-up on the internet or something. So
yeah, and we've steered clear of having any very specific marketing, because if we go out with flyers and posters and things like that, we have to be a very specific product to be able to aim it at the right audience and to be able to do all of that sort of stuff. But leaving it open like this and going by word of mouth, it's going to allow the project to keep growing and evolving and becoming whatever it's going to be without any sort of hindrance from already being tied down.
So you are very keen to evolve your sound then?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah, nothing worse than just not going anywhere. It'd be so easy to stick to a certain style. We know people are going to buy in certain places and it's going to hit certain target audiences and what have you. But we'd rather make music that, for a start, we enjoy doing and that people can appreciate as music for musicians. And hopefully we can get people involved as well along the way.
So you're definitely in it more for the artistic integrity than the money in your pocket.
I think so.
Well, we don't have any money, so... Don't seem to have much choice, but
thoughts of selling out and doing it for the masses then?
What, next Boyzone or something?
No.
I think not. No. We'll avoid that one for now.
I think we're very much of the philosophy that if people enjoy the music that we make, then fantastic. Shouldn't really have to compromise or do anything like that, really.
So have you got anything else coming up? Any other projects going on?
Well, we've had it in our minds for a little while to develop this project that we have as just the two of us into two separate projects, allowing us to keep the ambient sound, the live sound as it is, but sort of carry on growing down that path. But we also want to start it up with a bit more sort of rhythm-based, dancey, a bit more sort of driven feel to it, so that we can get in the nightclubs and get project out that way as well. They'll probably end up being released as two separate CDs in the end. Maybe even under a slightly different title, if you like. We could have the Dharma Foundation still for the ambient project, and then like a Dharma Collective for the dance project, allowing us to collaborate with people who can give us the rhythms and the dance beats, and we can keep the tricks on the guitar that we do at the moment.
I guess it's a lot to do with, as artists, you've kind of got to be able to cater for your own needs and tastes at all times, and I think having one or two projects on the go at the same time is a very healthy thing, because otherwise you're going to get bored. Most people are into more than one sort of music, and you know, you play something, you start getting a little bit bored of it, you want to carry on doing something else, and it would be really nice to be able to encompass everything that we love under one umbrella, yet have different sorts of projects that we can form to different sorts of crowds and express different parts of ourselves, I guess.
And I think a large part of music as well, it's about bringing people together. For musicians, it's always important to be able to play with new people and to be able to converse through music with as many people as possible. It is a universal language, after all. But also for the audience, that's just got to happen for them as well.
Yeah, but I suppose it's much nicer to have it as Dharma Collective than Dharma Foundation featuring so-and-so on one track and so-and-so certainly, else on the other track.
Yeah, certainly.
It feels more like a community of people joining in.
That's it. I mean, we don't want all the credit, you know? If someone's involved with the project, they have to have just as much credit as anybody else that will be involved with it.
Right, if anyone wants to contact you, how can they do that?
Well, we've got an email address, which is dharmafoundationuk@gmail.com. Dharma is spelled DHARMA, foundationuk@gmail.com. We've also got a SoundCloud account and a MySpace account. If you just go on there, www.soundcloud.com/myspace, and just search for us in there, we'll be on there, so will our music. And yeah, just get in touch.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to hearing more from you. So Dharma Foundation, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.